Shlomo's building the Beis HaMikdash, tonight in particular is really a linchpin, both in terms of understanding Shlomo as well as understanding the role of the Beis HaMikdash. So just to go back a number of weeks, we delineated at the outset two, broadly speaking, categories of what the Beis HaMikdash was meant to fulfill with respect to its function. One of them emerged from the Rambam, a bayis muchan lahakriv bo korbanos, a place for the avodas hakorbanos. And on the other hand, the notion of kivesi beis tefillah yikare l'chol ha'amim, right, the idea of a place of confrontation with Hashem, v'lo yiro fanai reikam, experience and encounter, tefillah being probably the most dominant of those, but the numinous quality. And so it's going to be very fascinating for us to try to identify for ourselves. Please bear in mind this question. This is the controlling question of what Shlomo's perception was. It tells you a lot about the Beis HaMikdash to sort of get into the head of the person who exerted himself, as noted, for 7 years plus in its construction, how he understood the nature, you know, of the project. Again, over the course of the last number of weeks, we focused on the fact that to some extent, you know, Shlomo's exertion in this construction is diluted by the fact that he constructed his own house for twice the amount of time, Ve'eskol Cheshek Shlomo, and other, you know, edifices for which there really was no clear function. Last week, we spoke somewhat critically about his emphasis, his overwhelming emphasis on what this means for him and his legacy in terms of fulfilling his father's vision, and ironically and tragically in so doing, really severing himself, maybe David's ultimate legacy, which is being, you know, me'acharei hanaveh, from coming from after the flock, alios nagid al ami Yisrael, to quote from the Navi, that David HaMelech, you know, always his perception, self-perception, was as a humble shepherd, whether it was actually of a flock of sheep or of the Jewish people, right? His self-perception, you know, hardly wavered. Shlomo is a different story, as we know. All of that, I think, legitimate criticism notwithstanding, you know, tonight, you know, in many ways is Shlomo's finest hour, at least since the initial vision in Givon, where, you know, Shlomo says he wants a Lev Shomea, ki miyuchal lishpot es ha'am ha'kaved hazeh, where he understands his role vis-a-vis the Jewish people, and not just vis-a-vis history, or vis-a-vis, you know, his own talents and destiny. So that's sort of our point of departure for tonight. Please think, from what we're about to see, about how Shlomo understood the meaning of the Beis HaMikdash. What's its focal point? Is it the korbanos? Is it the human, divine encounter? You know, we'll get, I think, a very definitive answer to that question. Sometimes we don't get answers. I think tonight is an example of when we do get an answer, and it becomes a very important one at that, both in terms of establishing the Beis HaMikdash and, in so doing, giving us an insight into Shlomo. So tonight is going to be a very positive, I think, you know, presentation of Shlomo's contribution. Let me begin by citing a Rambam. The Rambam famously broke ranks with the Rishonim, who preceded him, and those who followed him as well, the Ramban chief amongst them, by swimming against the current, really an overwhelming current of Talmudic evidence that tefillah, that prayer, is a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rambam wrote the following: Mitzvah sa'asi lispal b'chol yom shenemar v'avatim yis Hashem elokeichem mipi ha'shmu alamdu shavodah zohi tefillah shenemar lo'avda b'chol vavchem skemar entaynes amru chame zohi avodah shebelev zoh tefillah v'ein minin ha'tefillos min ha'torah v'ein mishna ha'tefillos ha'zos min ha'torah v'ein le'tefillah zman kavua min ha'torah. The details of tefillah, whether it's the timing, whether it's the text, whether it's the frequency, none of that is biblically ordained, but the concept is do'raisa, and it has to be once a day. Now, how you get to once a day, it's a very complicated story. There's an important perspective of the Mabit, of the Kiryas Sefer on that topic, but not for now. L'fichach, because it's only once a day, it is nothing on a biblical level having to do with any point in time. Nashim avadim chayam v'tfilo v'shim mitzvah saseh shalom azman grama, El chi of mitzvah zokachu, what is the skeletal d'oraisa before the, you know, rabbinic scaffolding was added on? So what is the skeletal d'oraisa? Sheyada mischanin u'mispalel. Please, please note those two words. Tchina and tfila. Tfila being prayer. Tchina being intensive supplication. Tachanun. B'chol yom u'magid shivchosh kadosh baruch hu ve'achkach shol tzrachav. Shu'tzarech lem b'bakasha u'vitchina. Once again, tchina, supplication. So what is Doraisa is once a day. What is Doraisa is the structure Shevach Bakasha Hoda'a. Im haya ragil marba b'tchina, third time, tchina, u'bakasha. V'im haya aral svasayim, if a person is not fluent in language, medarba k'fi yicholso, u'v'chol eish yirtza. V'chein minin atilos kol achad k'fi yicholto, yesh mispal pamachas b'yom, v'yesh mispalin pamim harbe. And, you know, the Rambam implicitly here, it's, you know, echad amarba v'echad amaben, u'vilvad sheichavin libos shamayim. There isn't a clear preference. V'akol, says the Rambam, yu mispal de nocha chamikdash, b'chol makom shiya, v'chein hayadavar tamin Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra. What's critical to note is that part of the skeletal, the framework of tefillah, is nocha chamikdash, is facing the base of mikdash. Very, very little of tefillah is d'oraisa. Shevach bakasha hodaya, yes. One time a day, yes. Facing the mikdash, yes. That's remarkable. Almost nothing is d'oraisa. Now, it is true, and you know, I think that there's a strong case to be made. Reb Chaim felt that for the Ramban, the imei, that even if it wasn't a chi of d'oraisa, it was a ki of d'oraisa. There wasn't like a rabbinic concept per se, but it wasn't a rabbinic concept per se, but it was it wasn't biblically mandated. Okay, good. So the Rambam, next Rambam in Taniyos, before we get to the Psukim, laid out a separate obligation. And the Rambam writes the following: Mitzvah Asi min haTorah. Lizok laria bachatzosos al kotzara shetavel atzibor. Shenemar, al atzara tzoros chem variosim bachatzosos. Kilomar, kol davar sheyitzu lachem kigon batzoros, dever arbe vchayotzeben, zoku alehen vihariu. Vidavar zemidar chayatshubahu, shebizman shetavel tzara vizaku aleha, vihariu, yedu akol shebiglal maasei maroim hura lahen, kakasu avonoseichem hitu. It's actually a very important theme in the Tochach on this week's Edra. Etc. Right, that's this week's parasha. Harezo derech achzarios v'goremis lam midabik v'masem haroim. V'tosif atzar atzaros acheros. So bad is going to lead to worse. Hu shakasiv batora v'alachtem imi bekeri v'alachti gamani imachem b'chamas keri. Kilomar. If you'll say that this is just happenstance, you don't take accountability, responsibility, so God will respond with, he'll be incensed and enraged, and the consequences will be severe. Then, kishim shatzibar misanil al tzarasin kachayachid misanil al tzaraso, keitzad areshe yeluchola otoba midbar o asr beis asurin, yeshli sanos ala luvakesh rachim tfilaso, Vilmer Anenu, etc., Nad Shabbasos, Vilobe Moados, Lobe Roshe Chadashim. So the Rambam, it's very clear, had two mitzvos min haTorah of tefillah. The Ramban achieved great fame in this regard in his Hasagos on the Rambam, saying that to the extent that we could consider a chi of derais or tefillah would only be be'ez tzara. The Ramban himself is not sold on the idea, but he's open to the suggestion. He says it twice. For the Rambam, it's evident that there are two structures of tefillah that are d'oraisa. We talked about the tefillah b'chol yom, shevach bakasha hoda'a, as well as nochach hamikdash, and then a second din, which is v'chisavah melchama b'yartzachem al atzara tzarer eschem, v'arayosem b'chatzotros. The idea of tefillah mimamakim, tefillah b'eis tzara, in a time and moment of crisis, the Rav used to like to call, of course, in Latin, de profundis. That's a different mitzvah that's not integrated into the daily mitzvah of tefillah. You know, there's this famous comment that the Rav made I wasn't around for it, but I've heard it, you know, quoted as we all have, you know, many, many, many times. The Rav would say, you know, there's no machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam just maintained that there was, you know, sort of an existential crisis, you know, every single day, and so therefore tefillah was daraisa every single day. It's a very nice idea. I don't know how seriously the Rav meant it, but it's clearly not what the Rambam held. The Rambam maintained that tefillah be'es tzara was a separate and distinct mitzvah. Okay, so hopefully we'll appreciate in just a few moments' time, you know, why it's really worth building the framework through the Rambam's perception. The critical psukim, the dramatic moment the Beis HaMikdash is about to be inaugurated. Vayamod Shlomo. Now, let me just pause right here. We know that the Gemara Brachos on Chafav says that the first language of tefillah that we find in the Torah is Amida. In Amida, Ela Tefillah Shenemar, Vayakom Avraham Baboker El Makom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. It's not so much what you say, but it's a sense of being in God's presence. Dalifnei Miata Omeid. So Vayamod Shlomo, that's already your first hint in the Navi that we're going to talk about tefillah. Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Neged Kol Kal Yisrael. Vayifros Kapav Hashemayim. And here we have this image, and it's a powerful image, of Shlomo lifting up his hands to the heavens. There's a gesture of the human trying to stretch from this earth to the heavens above. Vayomar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And he defines God as the God of Israel. That may seem axiomatic. It's not. Within this context, in kamocha lokim b'shamayim imal v'alaretz mitachas, shomer habris v'achesel avadecha, ha'hochem v'fanecha b'chol libam. We're going to try to chart how often lev comes up. Remember, Chazal's description of tefillah is avoda shebelev. Asher shamarta v'avdecha David avi, es asher dibarta lo. It sounds a lot like last week, right? That you've kept your promise to my father David. V'tidaber v'ficho v'yadcha, second time you have the expression Elokei Yisrael. Shmor la'avdecha David avi es asher dibarta lo. Keep your promise, le'mor. Lo yikaris l'cha ish milfanai. Yoshev al kisei Yisrael. Rak im yishmru v'anecha estarkam. V'aleches l'fanai kasher halachta l'fanai. Now, this is the point, I think, the critical transition point for Shlomo. It sounds a lot like we talked about last week, namely that, you know, Shlomo's making the pitch again for his own role, but here he ends with the caveat, Rak im yishru v'anechas darkam. That is to say, Shlomo is demonstrating awareness and recognition that this is not about power for power's sake, but what makes the power legitimate and valid is the extent to which there's fealty, fidelity to Torah and mitzvos. V'ata Elokei Yisrael, third time, Ye'ame na devarecha. May your words come true, Asher dibarat la'avdecha David avi. Third time, David avi. Ki amnam, yeshev Elohim ala aret, hinei ha-shamayim v'shmei ha-shamayim, lo yichal kalucha af ki abayis hazeh asher banisi. The second major breakthrough for Shlomo, when Shlomo acknowledges and he verbalizes the extent to which there can be no house for God. Ha-shamayim v'shmei ha-shamayim lo yichal kalucha. God cannot be contained, right, in the heavens, or the heavens above the heavens, and certainly not in an earthly abode. Right? And Shlomo acknowledges that paradox, if you will, the absurd nature of his gesture, but he can spend 7 years plus engaged in as a referendum on his understanding that what he's doing is only possible because God, you know, bitzimtzum, contracts himself and allows himself to become present, but in this space. That too is kind of an act of chesed. Ufanis al tfilas avdecha ve'al tchinaso. Remember the double language that we identified in the Rambam? Roots are here, and you should turn to the prayers of your servant and supplication, Hashem Elokai, lishmol arinal ve'al tfilas, asher avdecha mispalel ufanecha yom. So Shlomo says, please accept my heartfelt prayer and supplication that I'm giving today. So now, again, Shlomo's starting out with the idea of God who hears his prayers, Shlomo's prayers. Lios enecha p'tuchos el habayis azel laylo v'ayom el ha-makom asher amarti yeshmi sham lishmol ha-tfila asher yispal ha-avdecha el ha-makom hazeh. God, you should always be attentive from this moment forward, from this moment of inauguration forward, to all of the prayers that are offered from this space. V'shamat el tchinas avdecha the Amcha Yisrael. Now we have the first expansion from Shlomo's personal tefillos on this day to the prayers of the Jewish people, Asher Yispalu lo Malkom Hazeh, that they should daven in this place. Again, appears to be exactly what the Rambam was emphasizing, that prayer towards the Mikdash, in the Mikdash, that has the Doraisa status. V'ata tishma al makom shivtecha al shamayim v'shamata v'salachta. Eis asher yechta ish l'reyu. In the first situation, where a person is wronged, v'nasuvo alal halosu v'alal ifnembiz b'chacha v'bayis hazeh v'ata tishma shamayim v'asisa. And when this person who has been wronged comes to you seeking redress, v'shafatatas avdecha l'arshi al-rasha l'aseis darko b'rosho v'lehatztik tzadik l'aseis lo kitzit kaso. So God should be the God of justice from this place in hearing the prayers of the ones who have been wronged. Or, second situation, binagev amcha Yisrael ifnei oyev asher yechtu lach v'shavu elecha v'hodu ha-shemecha v'ispalu v'ischananu, the double language, tefila tchina, elecha v'bayis hazeh, v'yata tishma ha-shamayim v'salachta l'chatas amcha Yisrael v'ashivosam el hadama asher nasat elavosam. This house should be sort of the road back when the Jewish people go awry and asunder, when they sin against you and therefore you send an enemy to strike them down. They should be able to claw their way back from this house, through this house. Third example. Be'atzer shamayim v'lo yematar ki yechtu lach. V'yispalu ala makom hazeh during times of drought. V'hodu ha-shemecha mechatosam yeshuvun ki tanem. As you afflict them, they should return. V'yata tishma ha-shamayim. V'salachta l'chatas avadecha v'amcha Yisrael, ki sorei mesaderecha tova, you should teach them the right path, asher yolchuva v'nasata matar l'artzecha, asher nasat l'amcha Yisrael. So we've gone through three situations. You have a personal grievance, somebody who's been wronged, then a military disaster, now a natural disaster, quote-unquote natural disaster, a drought. Fourth, ra'av kiyev ha'aretz. Fifth, dever kiyev. Sixth, shidafo, nirak, and arbe, chasil, all kinds of diseases of agriculture. Kiye, kiatsarlo, oivo, be'eret sharav, back to the yev, kol nega, kol machala. Kol tfila, kol tchina, asher siyala chol adam, chol amcha Yisrael, and remember the Jewish people, asher yedun ish negal of avo, right? Much could be guessed, war, pestilence, famine, drought. But Shlomo says the human condition is so much more complex than that. Ish negal of avo. Whatever the avodah shebalev is, wherever a person's heart is, whatever their circumstances are, ufaras kapav elabayis hazeh, they will turn towards this house. V'ata tishma shemayim mechon shivtecha, and you will hear from heaven above. V'salachta v'asisa v'nasata l'ish kechol d'rachav asher teidoas levavo. This is avodah shebalev that they offer you. You respond by sort of peering into their hearts. Ki ata yadata levadcha es levav kol b'nei ha'adam. Let's recall that David first arrives on the scene. He replaces Shaul, as you know, God rebuked Shmuel at the time. At the time, ki adam yirel einayim v'Hashem yirel levav. It was the purity of David's heart. It seems to be like Shlomo is reconnecting with that right here. L'man yireucha kol ha'yamim asher him chayim al pnei adama asher nasat l'avosenu. Now Shlomo makes the next great expansion. Again, he started out with his own tefillos. He moved to the prayers of the Jewish people, and now finally, v'gam el hanachri ha-shalom e'amcha Yisrael hu, uva me'eretz rechoka l'man shemecha, ki yishmu'un ha-shimcha gadol v'yasyadcha zakaz rocha netuya, uva v'yispalel al-bayis hazeh. It's an international house. Even those who are not Jewish, when they hear of your Yad Chazaka was wrote in Netuya, right? Not even a thinly veiled reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that when God acts forcefully in history, especially as it relates to saving the Jewish people, right, then that makes an impression on all of the nations of the world, Namogu Kol Yoshvei Kanan, and it can inspire them to turn towards Him. So God, you should answer them as well. Tatishma Shemayim Mechon Shivtecha V'asisa Kecho Asher Yikrei Lecha Nachri L'man Yidun Kol Amei Haaretz Es Shemecha L'Yiro Uscha Ka'amcha Yisrael Adas Kishimcha Nikra Al Habayis Hazeh Asher Banisi. So yes, Shlomo's aspirations are cosmic, they're international. First Shlomo's prayers, then the prayers of the Jewish people, then the prayers of the whole world. You have the expanding concentric circles. But it's clear here that Shlomo doesn't want it for his own sake, but Shlomo wants it for God's sake. L'man yedun es shemecha, so they should appreciate and acknowledge divine mastery. And now Shlomo dovetails back. He reverses ground after the international aspirations, and he brings things back home to the Jewish people. Ki yetzi am chalam milchama, alei vo baderech asher tishalchem vispalu l'ashem derech ha'ir, asher b'chartaba, the Jewish people will be on a far-flung field of battle, and they'll turn back towards this house. V'abayis asher banisi lishmecha, v'shamata shamayim es tfilatzam, v'estzchina sam, the double language, tfilatzchina, v'asisa mishpatam, ki yachtu l'cha, ki ein adam asher lo yachta, back to the level of the individual, v'anaftava munusatan lifnei oyev, the Jewish people could even be taken in captivity. But they're never too far away. They're never forsaken. And they will pray facing their land. It's interesting, there's a kriyu ksiv here. We read it as banisi, the ksiv is banisa. It's as if the Navi is acknowledging that Shlomo really recognizes the house can only be built, you know, with God's approval. Im Hashem lo yivne vayis shav amlu vanov bo. That's a mizmor in Tehillim, Sher Malos to Shlomo, right? That Shlomo recognizes here that Hashem, Hashemayim b'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kalucha, that Hashem was the only one who could allow this house to be built. So in any event, what Shlomo is really building in to the Beis HaMikdash is the idea that however forlorn the Jewish people are, they're not lost because they can always orient themselves, you know, true north or east, as the case may be, but they can always orient themselves to this spot. Again, this must be half a dozen times we have that duality. The Jewish people, through heartfelt prayer, and only through heartfelt prayer, will be able to return to the land. It's already happened once before. Right, the Rav has a beautiful piece on this. Right, prayer, and this is in the 78th tradition. Prayer and redemption. So the idea there is, vayizaku v'tal shavasam el halokim min havodah, that the Jewish people were able to, as the Rav said, break their silence through the word of tefillah, through the word of prayer. Shlomo seems to be instantiating that for all generations, right? It first happened in Egypt, mitoch kura barzel, v'tal shavasam el halokim min havodah, but it becomes a paradigm. In other words, Mitzrayim becomes a paradigm for all crises the Jewish people will possibly have in the future, that we can call out to him and thereby be redeemed. Okay. This is literally 30 psukim that we saw at a clip tonight, right? But let's go back to where we started. What is Shlomo's basic conception of the Beis HaMikdash? And you could not have guessed this. What is his fundamental conception of its purpose? Personally, nationally, internationally, then coming back to the Jewish people and the Jewish individual, but what is the single overriding function of the Beis HaMikdash? This is the moment of its construction, the moment of its inauguration. Shlomo is saying, what is it for? What is it for? One can hypothesize, one can speculate, but this is where the rubber hits the road. Shlomo lays out his vision. What is the Beis HaMikdash for? Like I said, sometimes you don't get a clear answer. Tonight's not one of those nights. Yeah, that's right, Effie. The essential function of the Beis HaMikdash, as Shlomo understands it, is kibesi based tefillah. And Effie, the power of that is enormous. First of all, it relates to every individual. Kol nega levavo, whatever a person's, issue is. Second of all, right, it relates to the Jewish people, whatever they're going through. You could see how Shlomo builds in both the daily tefillos as well as every permutation of crisis. Ra'av kiya, dever kiya, shidafon kiya, milchama kiya. And not only that, but even after the battle seems lost and the Jewish people are forlorn and forsaken, as it were, they can orient themselves towards this house. And should they do that, as they were extracted from Egypt, so can they be extracted from those lands. Me'eretz oyveihem. Me'eretz shoveihem. Right? That's critical. Right? We have in this week's parasha. V'afgam zos v'yosam me'eretz oyveihem lo ma'asim lo galtim l'chalosam l'hafer b'risi itam ki ani Hashem elokeihem. So the point is that through the koach ha'tfilah, through the force and power of tefillah, which now is instantiated in this edifice, right, where God allows himself, the divine act of grace, to be constricted, in principle, Hashemayim b'shemei Hashemayim lo yichal kalucha ve'af ki habayis hazeh, but this becomes the place, even at the level of the Raisa, the Rambam, nochach hamikdash, this becomes the place. It's not the korbanos, it's the avodah shebalev that is the essential feature in Shlomo's understanding of the house that he just spent 7+ years building. It's true for the individual, it's true for the nation, it's true l'chol bayi olam, v'gam el hanachri, asher lo me'amcha Yisrael hu, that God should respond to him. This is obviously a precursor to Yeshayahu's ki vesi beis tefillah yikarei l'chol ha'amim. So Shlomo built that into the system. Okay? It's a place through which all human beings can connect to God. So it's clear, it's incontrovertible in my opinion, that Shlomo's basic understanding of what he just did was to build a beis tefillah, a place of spiritual connection. The essential point is not the korbanos that would be offered there. The essential point is tefillah. And we have to appreciate how that creates a much greater range. Because again, if it were about the korbanos, if you're there, great. If you're not there, sorry, right? You have a problem of shchut echut, it's an isur kares. If it's about tefillah, then you have different modalities. You can go there to daven. You can be, you know, sort of speak in the shadows, in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash davening. You could be in another city in Israel facing Yerushalayim. Or as Shlomo already stipulated, anywhere in the world, even in captivity, even in exile, and use this place as a place of reconnecting and even as the beginning of a road back to God. And so Shlomo established that. He saw that. He understood all of that in real time when he put up the Beis HaMikdash. And I think this is, you know, an absolutely critical understanding on Shlomo's part. The basic divine human encounter is not through some external mediation, even as rarefied as korbanos are, which take on, you know, a sacred state, you know, kedushas haguf, kedushas mizbeach. The essential divine human encounter is rachman aliba bayi, is avoda shebalev, and Shlomo articulated that, and he stipulated that, in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, per se. He understood all of this. Shlomo's consecration of the Beis HaMikdash obviously ranks as one of the most important religious statements we have, all of Tanakh, certainly in all, of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. It creates the notion that Avodah Shebalev is absolutely the foundational form of Avodah. It would have been easy for Shlomo to focus on many, many different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, many different roles that it plays. Again, we already talked about Korbanos. We even could talk about the fact that Misham Teitze Horal Li Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGazis, all of those things are true. All of them are secondary or tertiary. What's primary is the Avodah Shebalev. It's that facet of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo sees as the dominant one. In that respect, we can return to a detail that I think is fascinating. Three times at the outset, even though, again, Shlomo had international aspirations here, L'man yedun kol am yaretz eshimcha gadol eskiadcha chazaka v'zroacha netuya, Shlomo refers three times, as noted when we read through the psukim, to God within this framework as Elokei Yisrael, uniquely the God of the Jewish people. And by the way, to the extent to which those who are not from the immediate fraternity connect, they connect by acknowledging God's role as the God of the Jewish people, who is forceful on behalf of the Jews in history, Yad Chazaka Zeruach HaNetuya. And Shlomo, again, called God within this framework Elokei Yisrael. I take this to be an echo of Moshe Rabbeinu's formulation in Parshas Va'eschanan, when Moshe is making his tchina, Va'eschanan al Hashem ba'isa hilemor, not his tefillah, but his tchina, his desperate supplication to be able to be allowed to enter the land of Israel, and he refers to the Jewish people there, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim ilav, ka'ashem elokeinu b'chol kor'enu ilav. That what typifies the Jewish people, what is singular about the Jewish people, is their capacity to connect to God through tefillah. Right? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "Dirshu Hashem imatzo karubi oso karov elu asar yamim shem Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim hani milei biyachid." The individual needs some kind of facilitating, catalytic agent with respect to tefillah, an eis ratzon milsahi, as the Gemara Nivamo says, that the right time of year, propitious time, is of the moment. But the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, needs no such catalyst, right? The fact is, God, Elokei Yisrael, is uniquely Shomea Tfila. Mi goy gadol asher lo Elokim krovim ilav, kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu ilav. I think Shlomo was, in this moment, able to lose himself a little bit to his betterment and focus on the fact that what he had achieved in building this house was consecrating a place that reflected the special quality of the Jewish people. That special quality of the Jewish people, meaning their connection to God through prayer, through that medium, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. It stopped being, for a moment, a representation of his personal achievements, his attaining his destiny as Ben David to fulfill his father's dream, but it really was meant to highlight the special relationship between Hashem and his people. And yes, beyond that circle as well, when the Goy recognizes Hashem's relationship with the Jewish people, L'man Yedu and Kol Ha'aretz Hashimcha Hagadol Ka'amcha Yisrael, just like the Jewish people have it. So I think this is like a really foundational text. Number one, of course, as noted, right, it captures so much of what the Rambam thought was d'oraisa in the world of tefillah. The role of Beis HaMikdash and the notion of tefillah be'es tzara in particular, Shlomo spoke to that point. And even taking things a little bit further, in Shlomo's observation that even if the Jewish people would be exiled from this land, it's the koach HaTfilah, it's HaMakom HaZeh, orienting themselves towards this place that will lay the seeds for their rebirth and regeneration, which of course has been true. Ayin Litzion, Sophia, right? The Jewish people have always sort of, Libi Bamizrach, Vani Besof Marav. You can think of a million different almost catechisms that are so elemental to us, right? But Shlomo was the first to articulate it, that no matter how far they are, their hearts and minds will be oriented in this direction, and that will carry them forward. That's point number one. Point number two is, in so doing, right, Shlomo is able to really serve the purpose of what a king is for. The Rambam writes, Libo hu lev kol akol, that the heart of the king is the heart of the nation. Right? Shlomo, in this moment, was able to formulate a vision of a people that lived in rendezvous with their God, Elokei Yisrael. And the point of the edifice, philosophically absurd though it may seem, Hashemayim v'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kalucha af ki abayis hazeh, nonetheless, Shlomo was able in this moment to correctly understand that this house wasn't just a place to slaughter animals, but primarily a place for human beings. Lifros kapehem el Hashemayim, that image from the very first pasuk that we read, the human being rooted in this earth, yearning for God, yearning to be able to bridge that, you know, yawning chasm that spans heaven and earth. So Shlomo, he achieved something very, very, very profound in this moment. Again, it comes along with his recognition that the house itself is altogether inadequate to these purposes. No physical space could possibly be adequate. But in that respect, Shlomo achieved, I think, a moment of enormous clarity, and one that carries over, you know, to this day. I think it's really fascinating about this point. This is the last point that I'll make, is, you know, the more that the Beis HaMikdash is a bias shemuchan lahakriv bo korbanos, the more that we would say that its impact is limited. Its impact is limited to when it stands. Its impact is limited to a zman of korbanos. The more that we accept Shlomo's working definition, dehainu, that is, it's a base tefillah, the more that we accept the Rambam's definition, that even absent the mikdash, nochach hamikdash, the makom hamikdash, continues to resonate, the more, you know, that this, you know, mikdash really has a kind of perpetual resonance. And that really is instantiated in the final halacha that I'll mention, right? We all know that, you know, this house didn't last. Eventually, after from 410 years, it was destroyed, and even the house that replaced it didn't last after 420 years. But unlike, you know, the sanctity of Israel writ large, very elemental, this Shemitah year, but Kedusha Rishona L'Kidsha, you know, Lasid Lavo, the sanctity of this place was perpetual. This never went anywhere, right? Kedushas HaMikdash is Kedushas HaShchina, Eina B'Teilo Li'olam, the Rambam writes, that can never be neutralized, that can never be nullified. In that respect, even at a time when we're not offering, you know, korbanos, the makom hamikdash, if not the mikdash itself, but the makom hamikdash in perpetuity is a place for Jews to orient themselves towards their connection with God. And again, no matter how far we are, you know, how forlorn we might feel, it becomes the anchor through which we can reconnect. V'afgam zos v'yosam be'eretz v'yvehem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosam l'afer b'risi itam. And Shlomo's vision, I think we could all agree, played out, you know, magnificently throughout Jewish history, that Jews would be able to continue to orient themselves three times a day in the end to this place, and always to remind themselves that wherever they were, whether it was, you know, the sand dunes of North Africa, you know, or the you know, the frozen snow drifts of you know, Northeast Europe, that their true place was elsewhere. That's exactly what Shlomo envisioned, not as a bayis shemuchan lahakriv bo korbanos, but as a beis tefillah that was unique to the Jewish people. Mi kamcha Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu ilav. We have a goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim ilav. Next week, to talk about is Shlomo's bracha to the people. He's done inaugurating the house, but he wants to finish things off with a message to the people before sending them on their way. It will be the last time in Shlomo's life that he addresses the Jewish people in any gathering. It will be, I don't think he could have known it at the time, not just his closing message of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's actually his farewell message to the Jewish people. There will never be a time when he has the Jewish people gathered again to be able to share with them, you know, what's on his heart. And so it becomes a critical, like, you know, final word for him in terms of, you know, his message to the Jewish people, his message in that respect to Jewish history. So with that, like I said, next week we'll be back at 7:30, which is the way the Mincha Maariv schedule works, and we'll conclude this whole section. We'll be off the following week for Shavuos, and then resume with like a little bit of a summer session or a June session on the end of Shlomo's reign, which is you know, a little bit anticlimactic, but we're still hopefully in a, you know, positive session for another week or so. With that, wish everybody a wonderful night, and God willing, we'll see everybody the same time next week.